for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com
or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Passover Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday morning, April the 7th, 2007. Bill Smith is the speaker of this service, teaching on God is Making a Man
unto the Lord. And I'm indebted to you because you listen to me. There are people in this nation, they're scared of us. See, in John 14, they say that they're going to get their mansion next door to Jesus. But see, I'm having a problem. John 14 says, in my Father's house are many mansions. 21 times in John 14, the Father's name is mentioned and heaven's never mentioned. So what's the focus? Brother Glenn, it's on the Father. Hallelujah. First of all, you and I are training for reigning. We're going to reign until the song is fulfilled, until every enemy goes underfoot. I hear this old story saying that you will never be perfected. I beg to differ, because the Word of God says in Psalms 138, verse 8, He will perfect that which concerneth me. David said in Psalms chapter 17, verse 15, he said, I'll not be satisfied until I wake with thy likeness. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, the glory of the Lord will fill this earth as the water covereth the sea. Numbers chapter 14, verse 21, God said to Moses, as truly as I live, this earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I'm longing to see God build this company in the earth that's not going to bow or bend to the devil, that's going to fill this earth with God's glory. Every one of us know that six is the day of man. Brother, if we're entering into the day of the Lord, this is 1907. We are experiencing at home in us an outpouring of God's Spirit that we haven't had in the last 20 or 30 years. And God says, I'm getting you ready to rule in this earth. I had a group of people, one of their old timers came to our church. Brother Glenn, Brother Doc, they're numbered with us too, you know, with the transgressors. She said, she started out, she says, I've never seen the word preached like preached over at Fellowship Temple. So it came a time, she was up in years, and she wanted to do something so much to help me do the work in the mission field. She said, Brother Smith, can I just help you pack the truck? I said, oh yes, yes, I will come and get you, let you help me pack the truck to get ready to go. So she said to me, she says, Brother Smith, you are a walking Bible. I said, oh no, sister, oh no. So then it came time that God called her home. So then the family called me and said, Brother Smith, she said that Mother Elder loved you so much. Would you do the funeral? I said, I'll give it my best shot. So I preached, and the people from the church that she came from, they said, would you come and preach at our church? I thought, here I'm preaching a funeral. But I don't preach death. I never could. I preach life. Amen. See, He's given me life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. So they said, okay, you come. So, pass the buck. Okay, one day I will. Call on my house, and he said, when are you coming? I said, oh, one of these days. So they called back in about a week and said, the day's come. I said, okay, I'll be there. We got there, and all that I hear, I've got leaving on my mind. I don't understand you folks. You got leaving on your mind, and I've got taking over in my mind. Hallelujah. It's time that we allow God to stand up in us and take over this earth. Hallelujah. We sung this morning, we're going to bring back nothing what the enemy stole from us. The hour has come. Now, I want to talk to us this morning. Add on, just tie on where we were at last night. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 13. I want us to look here for just a moment. In verse 12. And the Bible says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man of the golden wedge of Orpha. I studied up this word Orpha. The gold from there was the most purest gold that was in the entire land. The gold for Solomon's temple was gotten from there. The gold from the tabernacle of Moses or the tabernacle in the wilderness was gotten from there. And now God's telling me that the gold that's in New Jerusalem in Revelation 21 is going to be got there. From the man of Orpha, that God is making a man in the earth. What is this man? This man is walking with the golden wedge of Orpha. Is the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a spiritual man that God is raising. A corporate man. It's just like I look around at this ministry and I thought, well, they're more equipped than I am. They're better than I am. How come I'm up there? I'm not arguing with God. Because God will take a handful of nothing and make success with it. All it needs is to be a royal diadem in the hands of our God, and He'll bring it forth. I will make a man. God is building a holy habitation by the Spirit today in a vessel that He can rule through to rule this nation with a rod of iron. Now, I want you to go with me. Before I go there, I want to go to John chapter 2. St. John chapter 2. I don't understand how did these people feel that they got it all. You know, Sister Jerry, there was a lady you probably could have known her, Sister Alta Smith, from Okmulgee, Oklahoma. One of the greatest ladies that I ever met. I went to her one time, and I've been preaching for a long time. I said, Sister Smith, well, no relation to me. She called me her son, but we wasn't really related except in the kingdom of God. She said to me, and I walked up to her and I said, Sister Smith, would you pray for me that I don't go to the pulpit with trembling legs and shaking knees? Because after I miss all these years, I worry if I don't have it or I do have it. And I see so much ministry. Oh, I've got it together. Just let me get up there and get going. I come to you this morning with trembling knees and saying, do I have the Word of God from God today for His body? So, we look here. I so appreciate what Brother Glenn said about the Passover. Now, John, did I tell you chapter 2, verse 29? We know all through the Old Testament, we can hear it, He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Now, verse 29, chapter 2. I'm chapter 2, verse 29. No, John. St. John, chapter 2, verse 29. I'm just sorry about that. I am in chapter 1. I'm lost. Now, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He's coming, but now John introduces him. I believe your Bible said that John is the greatest man that's ever born of a woman. I believe also your Bible said, but the least in the kingdom is greater than John. You see, all that Adam could produce was John. All in Adam die, all in Christ is made alive. Adam could only produce John. So then we go on. But behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Up to then your sins were only covered year by year, offered by animal sacrifices, and the writer of the book of Hebrews said, with those sacrifices, could never take away sin, even though they were repeated. So now, here is one that's going to take away the sins of the world. Here's all of those patriarchs, as it were, with credit vouchers, waiting for Jesus to redeem them, hallelujah, that they could be saved. Now, So let's read on. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Brother Glenn, the heavens has been closed for 400 years between Malachi and the book of Matthew. But now, something different has happened. Here is something that God has found a dwelling place for His Spirit, the Father has. And so it lighted upon Jesus. So I'm preaching in Georgia, Athens, Georgia, in the motel, and all of a sudden I'm knocking on the door. I get up and I go answer the door. I was laying there on my bed. This man come in and he said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm resting a little bit because I preached pretty hard this morning. Oh, I don't believe that. He said, when you let the Word of God flow out of you like it did this morning, you don't get tired. I said, I haven't arrived yet. He said, I want you to know I have arrived because I've been baptized in fire. You have? Yeah. Sir, would you just sit here on the foot of my bed here just for one moment? I said, sir, in Acts 2, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost and tongues as fire. Why was the tongues of fire? Because they're just like me. Sister Jerry, I want you to know God is still purifying. He's burning up the dross with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Bible, did you read where that the Spirit landed upon Jesus in the form of a dove? Why was it a dove? Because there was nothing to purge away. That was the perfect salvation. There was the perfect man and perfect God walking in shoe leather. And he said, I don't understand that. I said, that fire is to purify. Come on. And everything is going to be tried as by fire. But fire purifies the gold. Hallelujah. Purifies the gold. What is the gold? The very nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I used to started out young man preaching. I'd see some great men of God. And God's been so good to me. So good to me. Took me across this nation and many countries of the world just for this peanut preacher to preach. But you know, and I said, you know why that God baptized in Acts chapter 2? Fire. To purify their soul. Here there's nothing to move. Now, notice something. And the Spirit abode upon him. Do you remember reading in the Old Testament? And the Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved upon them at times. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. All right. But now it found a resting place. And sister, God's looking for a resting place in you and I that He can rest in. Hallelujah, that we be united together in one Spirit. Hallelujah to God. Not two, but one Spirit. Walking and living and moving and having our being in Him. Now, and it abode upon Him. I said, God, help me. Help me to get to this place that you and I are commingled together. Hallelujah. I don't want to be like nobody else no more. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be conformed unto His image, to His likeness. Hallelujah. I'm not asking God to make me famous or big or anything. I'm asking God, let me walk in your realm of your Spirit that I can deliver groaning and creationness in this earth. Because they're groaning and travailing, awaiting for a manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, so I will make a man training for reigning. Go with me in the book of Genesis, chapter 32. I'll try to get this one right. Chapter 32 and verse 22. Notice something. 22, and he arose up that night and took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford of Jabbok. This word Jabbok in the Hebrew means flowing. Brother Glenn talked to you about the wells flowing. Somebody, since we've been here, they talked about the Philistines plugging up the wells. And then when Isaac came on the scene, Isaac redug the wells that the revelation of God would start flowing again. Come on. Isaac redug the wells. Now, Jacob, he's going down there. He's a heel catcher, swindler, trickery, treachery. That's what Jacob means. But now let's notice something. And Jacob was left alone. I want to tell you something. I know that you have great prayer meetings with Brother Doc here every morning at 6 o'clock. And I thank God for those. But you know what? That's what makes the service what they are, is these prayer meetings. And there are times that we pray, my wife and I, we go through the house just blessing the Lord. And I praise the Lord for that. But I'll tell you, there's times, brother, that we just get along, just me and God. When we get along, and then I'll tell you, we have some talks. And I'm telling you, God is getting a people that's going to be overcomer, that's going to fill this earth with the glory of the Lord. The devil's not in charge. He's not taking over. He's not the God of this world. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is the God of this world. Hallelujah. So now, he's going over. All right, and when he saw that, he prevailed not. Okay, Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. When he saw that he would prevail not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of his thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Me and Brother G.C. McCurry was in the Bulldog Steakhouse in Fort Worth, Texas. Brother G.C. McCurry, y'all saw him in March at our church. Great big guy. He was young. And then they said, "What are you?" He said, "I'm a wrestler." "You're a wrestler. Who do you wrestle?" He said, "Against powers and principalities, spiritual wickednesses in high places." But Jacob wrestled. There are people today that's so instant microwave that they want a 5-minute blessing. God, I got 5 minutes for you. That's all you're going to get if you'll just bless me in that 5 minutes. Every day of my life, as I get up out of bed to go to my bathroom in my room, I begin to cry out, "God, I've set you before me today, and I follow after you. You lead me, you guide me, you direct me into all truth. All truth." So now, here he is. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "And I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Now, and he said unto him, "What is thy name? Or what's their nature?" And he said, "Jacob, supplanter." Now people will throw rocks at Jacob. But Sister Carla, God said, when mother was having a struggle within her, and she said, "God, what's my problem?" He said, "You got two natures." What's our problem today? The nature of humanity warring against the nature of God in us. Two natures. And so everybody wants to think this is an accident. But I'm telling you, in the beginning, the prophecy said, the elder shall serve the younger, because the order is being changed. Brother and sister, I'm telling you, the order is being changed in this 207, because we're going to see the heart of God manifested in His body. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 This is mine, your day. No wonder Isaiah said, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee." Huh? Yes. So, now, so the prophecy that God gave said the elder shall serve the younger. Genesis said Esau was the man of the field. Is that right? Matthew 13 says the field is the world. 1 John chapter 2, 15 says this: if the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father is not there. Hallelujah. So now, what is your name? Supplanter, trickery, treachery, heel catcher. That's what I am. Now, and he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. Now, brother and sister, when Jesus became at the age of 30 years of old, what did the Scripture say? You've got power with man. You've got power with God, the Father. Brother and sister, today we're in contact with man. God is bringing us that we have power with man, have dominion with God to see this generation turned around. Now, it's no longer supplanter, but it's Israel, a prince of God. Now, how many knows that we're being changed? Now, and he said, thy name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince, power with God and men. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore it is that thou dost ask after my name. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Now, brother, you heard the scripture saying, you don't see the face of God in Leo. But please understand it. I ask God to show me what it means. Brother, if we don't see God the face to face and remain in the same state that we were in. When we see God face to face, we are changed. Hallelujah. Into His likeness. Praise the name of our God. Now, I want you to go with me into Ephesians 4. You know, used to, that's all we could hear. Necesito algo con hielo. Se hable poquito español también. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4. There is one, Ephesians 4, 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Now, I don't know why God didn't make me bigger than what I am. I could be tougher if I was bigger. I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and they were preaching three Adams. I said, where'd you get three? There was a first one and a last one, not a second one. If there could be a second, there could be a third or fourth. Now there's a second man, but not the second Adam. First Adam, the last Adam. Now, so here we are. Let's notice as we go a little further. All right? But unto every one of us is given a grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, when he ascended, what was it but he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is he also that ascended up above all heaven, that he might feel a few things. Oh, excuse me. A little bit on purpose. Feel all things. Thank you, my brother. See, the necesita agua con hielo. That's ice, water with ice in it. Now, notice something. And he gave some apostles. Used to, all we ever heard, Brother Glenn, was a fivefold ministry. That's all he was ever preached, fivefold ministry. Until it seemed like his old hat. Now you don't even see anybody that knows anything about it. Come on. God gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the unity of the faith, to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be no more children crossed, tossed to and fro, and carried about wind of doctrine, sliding men, cunning crafts, whereby lie awake to sing, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in the head. Praise the Lord. Now, so apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? Till God, did God say, I'm going to make a man more precious than the golden wedge of Orpha? Now, the apostle, the thumb on your hand, he can reach and minister to the other four ministers. Is that right? The apostle is the one to govern the body of Christ. Yes. I'm going to give you a lesson in three G's. You didn't know I could teach a little bit. The apostle is the governor of the body of Christ. The prophet is the guide of the body of Christ. The evangelist is a tall one who wears a pink coat and the white pants and the blue shoes. He's the one that comes in the church sometimes and stirs up a mess that the pastor had to clean up when they leave. So the evangelist, he gathers. Govern, guide, and gather. So the pastor, he guards the body of Christ. The teacher, he's the one that grounds the body of Christ. There's your five G's. That little finger goes deeper in the ear than anyone else that you have. Yes. To unstop that ear, because teaching is like sitting down eating a steak. Preaching is like going to Dairy Queen and get a hamburger. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. So, did everybody get the five G's? Okay. So now, what is he doing? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. If you don't like that word perfect, it means mature. And by the way, you're not going to be carnal and believe when God says, I make a man not talking to the women. Come on, folks. How many says, woe unto the daughters of Zion that Isaiah says that? So if you don't like that, look the rendering up in the Hebrew and it says, sons of God. So, well, how can they be a son? Will you tell me how I can be a bride then? Hallelujah. Let's rightly divide or rightly handle the word of truth. Praise the name of our God. So now, till we all come into the unity of the faith. I am making a man more precious than the golden wedge of Orpha. A man is growing into maturity in the man-child company, the sons of God. This corporate man will be made more precious than fine gold. How many believes that deliverance and the kingdom walks hand in hand together? You can't have one without having the other. This man, God gave him a word. Preach and deliver it, and he said, now declare the kingdom, son. Brother Glenn said to me, he said, God told me to come to Fort Worth and invade your camp. People were asking me, what they going to do? We're going to work together. And we've been working together ever since. Praise the Lord. They come and add to the meeting. Except, y'all don't know when you want to come see me. How many knows the same distance for me to come down here as for you to come see me? Sister Louise, remember she comes to see me every year. Hallelujah. And my other sister comes and sees me most of the time. But brother, guess what? God is bringing this man more precious than fine gold. Hallelujah to our God. The more the heat's turned up, the more pure that it comes. What is that gold? It's the divine nature of God. Now, remember 2 Peter? Because we are partakers of that divine nature. Hallelujah. Now, I'm crying out. God, help me lose my identity in your body and take on your very identity. That is the golden wedge of Orpha. Pure gold. The gold that went into Solomon's temple. It says it right here in the book of Kings, chapter 9. Now, let's read on a little further. A perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. I remember when my little grandson, he was, and I remember the neighbor's girl, and her name was Heather. They were about the same age. So they were playing. So Heather whooped him. He come running to me and said, Papa, I ain't going to never go over and play with her again. She jumped on me. Well, in about 5 minutes, he was already back over with it and forgot about it. How come we hold a grudge all of our life? Brother and sister, there was a man that fell by the wayside, and his ministry was being destroyed. I brought that man to the pulpit in our church, not ordaining anything that he could do, but restore that man, and I got in big trouble. How come you let him? I don't have a little club that I'm afraid somebody's going to mess it up. Brother, we're in the body of Christ, and we're going to set creation free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Why did you let him up there? Because he needed to be there. He's not going to have to do penance all of his life because he made a mistake. You said, are you okay? Not at all. Not at all. That's between him and God. I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. Hallelujah to God. I receive him as though he never made a mistake. Buddy, you thought they'd been proud of their pastor? No, sir. Why did you do such a thing? You see, everybody thinks we have nice cars, nice clothes, and eat fried chicken all the time. Sometimes it ain't that good. It ain't that good. We have to wrestle against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, notice what he says. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Huh? Now, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into all things, which is the head, even Christ. All right? From whom the whole body, every whole body, joined together, every joint supply according to the effectual working, the measure of Christ in every part, until the increase of itself is edifying of the body in love. Now, notice what he said. Every joint supply. Fellowship Temple in Fort Worth, Texas is a joint, not a smoking joint. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is a joint. We come together and every joint supplieth. And guess what? Bugs Bunny don't do it all. Every member in the body of Christ is moving in position and doing what God's called them to do. Every joint supply. So now, let's look on a little further in this. Turn with me in Revelations 21 and let's look at this. Revelations 21 and let's look at verse 21. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl and the other. And the street of the city was pure gold. And it was transparent glass. When I started out in this race, they were training me to dangle my feet off into the river and sing lullabies. Brother Glenn, I'm asking God to let me be one of those that's going to stand at the 12 gates, opening and closing for the kingdom of God. Is that too heavy? 12 gates. Now, we look in the first part of Revelation and we see 7, 3 and 4, which is creation with the Creator. Then we come to Revelation 11 and said, and the temple was open. Then chapter 12, and then we begin to see what God was talking about. And then 3 times 4 is 12. Creation and the Creator commingled together. Sometimes we have yeast loaves at the house. My wife buys yeast and she puts it in the bread, and when she gets it in there, you know, don't remove it no more because you can't find it. It's in the flour. Now, we're crying out in God that God will bring us to the place that we're so commingled in Him. Hallelujah to God that there is no room for us to step out into our own flesh. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, so let's read on. And I saw no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the temple are the temple of it. Now, and the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. So you see, it's coming to a place that we're not governed by the light of artificial light. We started this off moving from the realm of the candlestick unto the throne room. I read to you last night in Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2. We read in chapter 3, and the Word of God was so precious, but there was no open vision. Then we go down a little bit further, and Eli is just before the light is going out. Huh? Ear. E-R-E. Means it's flickering, it's going out. Brother and sister in much of the body of Christ today is a religious order and the light has went out. So God is calling you and I to rekindle the fire of God. Hallelujah. It's mine in your place. Now, so then notice again. In the book of Genesis, the Bible said that the sun, the greater light, is to rule the day. The lesser light, the moon, is to rule the night. Revelation 12 verse 1 and said, here's the woman. No recognizable that she was ever in the fall. And she's clothed with the sun and the moon. She is reflecting. The moon is a reflecting light. She's reflecting everything from Genesis up to where we're at. And the sun to rule the day. Now, there's no need for any artificial light because the Lamb is the light of it. Hallelujah. People call me at my house and I get many, many long distance calls per day. And they'll say, how you doing? I said, oh, I've got it made. They don't listen. As long as I'm in Him, I've got it made. Brother and sister, outside of God, I need nothing. I don't need money. I don't need anything outside of God because everything that I have need of, I am His responsibility. I took Him on as my father many years ago. I left the money-making situation, making lots and lots and lots and lots of money. But it didn't mean as much to me as falling after the heart of God. Falling after the heart of God. And then people say, Bill, you sure must have given up a whole lot to get where you're at. I said, I ain't give up nothing, but I gained it all. I ain't give up nothing, but I gained it all. Now, living in a never ending day of the Lord. A day that's not ruled by the sun or by the moon. Is that getting heavy? Brother Humbard, that's getting heavy. But that's all right. God is raising up a people, a ministry that's going to walk in the light of the city. Now, let's notice something. So just stay put. Guess what? Everybody's going to come to the city to get light. Everybody's going to be coming to this place to get the water of life. Because God placed it that way. Now, let's notice. All right? And the nation of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The king priest ministry. The Melchizedek order. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all time. At all by day, for there is no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Now, do you see what God is doing for us today? We're going to bring all of the glory and the honor of Him. Praise the Lord. Go with me now into 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and let's look here at the 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. Alright, verse 9. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Isn't that wonderful? But you know what he said? You know what that word translates? We're His tillage. I've had people, we started talking about it in the early years. Said, oh, Brother Smith, I want to be in that Zion company, the highest order. I said, Zachariah says, I'm going to plow Zion like a field. Huh? Is that the truth? I'm going to plow Zion like a field. And brother, we've been plowed. But you know what? The seed has been planted. And it's on the verge of bringing forth the crop. Hallelujah. God is going to bring forth the crop in this generation. Hallelujah. So that's why I'm preparing every day. Now, fasten your seatbelts real tight. Got a little grandson, 2 years old. Just had his birthday. He says, Poppy, I sure do like my Jesus class. You do? Yeah, I like my Jesus class. I said, well, okay, because we're blessed. My two daughters teach school in the public school system, have been for many years. They have master's degrees and everything like that. Well, you say that's bragging a little bit. Well, if a rooster can't crow on his own fence, he ain't much of a rooster. And my girls teaches them children. And now, fasten your belts real tight. Is it too much to ask if I can go in with my grandchildren? Caleb and Joshua were the only two people above 20 years of age that they went in. What brought them so they were equipped for that? They had another spirit and they wholly followed the Lord. Is that what the Bible says? Now, so if I wholly follow the Lord and then it ain't going to hurt me to go in with my grandchildren. Hallelujah. But you see, well, I was told last Saturday night. Now, Bill, you know that you're going to pay your taxes and you're going to die. I said, is that as big as your God is? My Bible says we shall not all be sleeping, but we're going to be changed in the moment and in the twinkling of the eye. My aunt said to me, she walks around like this. My own mother's sister, she's scared of me. I don't care. So she thought she'd altered down a little bit, so she asked my wife, she says, how is it y'all believing now? She says, Aunt Uther, she said, we're trying and we're pressing to be a part of that 144,000 company that's up on Mount Zion. Hallelujah to God, that's filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. She said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. I already felt like not one home run, so I kept my mouth shut. Hallelujah! Brother and sister, I want you to know we have an answer of the hope that lies within us. Now, oh my Jesus. All right. According to the grace of God, which He has given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth their own. But let every man take heed how he buildeth their own. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. No other way. Brother Glenn, there's no other way to the Father except through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. John chapter 14, verse 6. But now, notice what he says. But notice something. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ. Now, if any man build upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones. Now, many times, precious stones speaks of the gifts of the Spirit. Did you know the nature of God is a higher power than the gifts of the Spirit? Brother Ish, the gifts of the Spirit is a parts realm. But when that parched realm is done away, then that which is fullness shall come. So it's more than just the gifts of the Spirit. Notice something. Here we are. What God is doing today within us. Now, precious stones. Now, wood, hay, and stubble. How many remembers that big old book in your Bible that's called Obadiah? Verse 21. And there shall be save yours, plural, up on Mount Zion to judge Mount Esau, because Esau is going to become stubble. Why? They that are in the flesh cannot please God. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Now, here we are. Wood, hay, and stubble. Now, I will make a man more precious than the golden wedge or fire. It's going to take fire to purify you and I, but it's a fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing you go out there and get baptized in the bathtub on the outside of the house either. Yeah, we've got it. We got baptized in the bathtub. Nothing is done in the corner. Huh? And that's how I got all the power in that thing. I don't never get tired. And so he says, furthermore, in the coldest winter, and this here, brother, come out of North Carolina. Albemarle, you ever heard of Albemarle? That's where it came from, Albemarle. And he said, I don't even get cold no more. I raise up my windows in the wintertime. But his wife's name was Goldie. She said, if you don't pull them windows down, I'm leaving. Brother, I don't want no hot dog hamburger revelation. I want to wind it up with the Word of the living God. I want to know what God is saying, not a hot dog hamburger revelation. Now, but notice, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed as by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work, assorted it is. Now, the more that you cook the gold, is the purer that it gets. I was in Europe, and I was took to a gold mine thing. They were cooking the gold and purifying it. And they were skimming the skim off. And I said, God, that's what you've done to us. You've turned the heat up, but you've skimmed us off. Huh? Brother, I'm saying, God don't skim every bit of it off. Hallelujah. Now, every man's work is going to be tried what sort it is. All right? If a man's work abide, now that's where we're at. If a man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet as by fire. Now, brother and sister, this is what God is doing for us. I want to give you one more scripture. I'm heading for home this evening. You won't have to put up with me no more. This time. All right. Go with me into Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13 and verse 22. Sorry, verse 21. And afterward they did desire a king. And now they desired it. It wasn't God's will. I don't know about you. Used to, we could throw our chests out and say, we sure have a large congregation in our church. But we don't have that no more. You know how we lost a lot of them? Because the more that we came in eating His flesh and drinking His blood, they went from us. Huh? But you know what? Brother, I'm sorry. He's chasing me down that camera. Praise the Lord. Now, and notice something. And God gave them unto Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Now, did you know that Samuel judged Israel 40 years? Saul judged Israel 40 years. I see. Brother Glenn, help me. Where's the other 40 come in? Okay. We won't linger. David, he said he ruled over Israel for 33 years because he ruled over Judah for 7 years and 6 months. It's called because David came with three anointings. And so, but anyway, 120, three times 40, 120. Now, in your Bible, that's the end of one age and the beginning of another one. In the upper room in Acts chapter 2, there was 121 up in the upper room. Nobody bought that. There was 120 in the upper room, speaking with tongues as fire. Crossing over the Jordan, there was 120 priests, blowing that trumpet as they came across. Because why? Brother, you're walking in a new day. It's time that you hear the trumpet that's sounding for us to journey on. Remember Numbers chapter 11 and the two trumpets of silver? one for the journeying of the camp and one for warfare. Brother, it's time for the journeying of the camp that we go on. As the writer of Hebrews said, let us go on to perfection. All right? So then, after this 40 years, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom he also gave testimony. You know, Sister Jerry, wouldn't it be precious if Jesus would say about you and I what God said about Job? Come on, it wasn't the flesh. It was God said there's none like him in the land. That was out of the mouth of God that said that. And I'm looking for that place that Jesus will say, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I know Ephesians says I've been accepted in the beloved, but I'm looking to hear another word from the Lord. All right? And when he had removed and him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. Now that is what I am after today. Hallelujah. How can we do that? We're going to have to enter in behind the veil of humanity to behold the glory of God, and then we're changed from one image to another image into His likeness. Brother Glenn, it's 10 after 12. So, how many wants to go forward in God? I want all I can get, and I want to can all I get. Hallelujah. There was a man that used to be in our church. His name was Lisby. He thought he was going to really cut me down because I would not allow the new age come into the church. And they didn't care if I drew $20,000 a week just as long as I kept my mouth shut and sat on the back pew in the auditorium and let them take over the front. I said, are you wanting jambalaya? Everybody do his own thing? You're going to have the chicken, the feathers and all. I said, no. So then he looks at me and he says, you sure do have a hog spirit when it comes to be after the things of God. I said, you bet you right. And if you don't get your part, I will. I want everything that God's got in store for me. Whatever the price that I have to pay for that, God help me to pay it. Brother Glenn, you want to say something? Well, now, I turn it to you, Brother Glenn. Praise the Lord. But I appreciate you receiving me. Praise the Lord. I want to be a blessing to the family of God. I don't want to feed last year's leftover. I hear people preaching on Luke 15, the prodigal son. I never was able to do that. I always preached on the prodigal sons because God divided both of them their inheritance. One stayed, the other one strayed. Now, and guess what? When he got away from the move of God, he got down there and he went eating yesterday's leftovers, and they call that slop. So much of the body of Christ today is eating yesterday's leftovers. God help us to bring strong meat that belongs to full age in the body of Christ. Glenn, I'm going to have to hush. Come on, Brother Glenn.
Amen. Well, let's stand and go have some lunch. Come back. Father, thank you for the food. Thank you for your wonderful, wonderful presence. Make the food health to our flesh. We thank you for it. Amen. And bless all of those working in the kitchen. Lord, I bless them, I bless them, I bless them. And I thank you for them. Amen, amen.
This is the end of this message.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thank you.